Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are continuing our just exhilarating, how about that? I haven't used that word yet. Exhilarating schedule of guests coming on the program with me here. And in the studio today, I thought this would be very interesting. We have Grace Manor in the house, and the person representing Grace Manor is Jessica Butler. She is their community relations director. So we're going to be talking about assisted living, the care to receive, because a lot of people in our community or surrounding communities, this is a major issue either for themselves or for their family. So welcome, Jessica.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, David. I appreciate the invitation.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're glad to have you. And this is, of course, a huge issue.
Yes,
it really is. And you see it every day.
I do.
So Grace Manor is located in Port Orange?
That's right. We're on Herbert Street, right across the street from Silver Sands Middle School.
Okay, very
good.
Been
there just over a year.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And the website, to get more information, gracemanorportorange.com.
That's right.
So how big of a facility is it?
We are only 54 beds,
okay.
So we're relatively small for that type of community. We have two main buildings. They're separated just by a secured garden. One building is for memory care. The other building is assisted living. And we're a little bit different from other communities because our assisted living is actually secured and locked. So it allows us to have some folks on that side that are early in the stages of dementia, but still maybe a risk of getting out and possibly getting lost in the community. So it's great.
Okay, so they can check in and we can take care of them.
Absolutely.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Now, 54 beds you mentioned, and that being on the smaller side, are some of the other ones much, much larger? Give me that
some
in a scale.
Some of them are. Yes, we actually have two suites. And actually, when we were first built last year, the two suites were supposed to be offices. And our director at the time said, we need a place for husbands and wives. So those two offices then turn into bedrooms, and they're my biggest suites that I have. The rest of the rooms, if you compare us to another facility, aren't the largest, but we do it like that on purpose. We don't want our residents to get too comfortable in their bedrooms and then become sedentary.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the other questions I was going to ask you is, you have a 54, would you call it rooms, quarters
right.
for people. When you say that's small compared to others, how big are some of the other facilities? Do they have like hundreds and hundreds?
They run normally about 100 to 120.
Okay. So this is significant. Well, it's half the size.
Yes.
So that creates a little bit more of an intimate environment.
Absolutely. We get to know everybody very well. Very
good.
Well.
Very
yeah.
good. Yeah, we were talking before the show about some people we know in common
yeah.
that are there at your facility. So I like that. You've got in a lot of people, and there's studies, of course. I know you're all over this because this is your area, Jessica. You know, more and more studies showing that this the Alzheimer and the memory, the dementia is going to be a major factor.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
here's a question people are going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have room? Do you have vacancies?
I do have vacancy in the inn, yes.
Okay.
I
the
do.
Sign is flashing. Vacancies available.
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody's interested, they can go to the website, which is gracemanorportorange.com.
That's right.
And they, of course, they can call, and the number's on the website, make it easy for people to go and take a look at that.
Yes.
So how's the process work? If somebody says, okay, let's say we're going to do a walkthrough for David here, okay?
Yes.
So let's say I have a family member. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mom and Dad, I'm not looking to put you into a facility. You're fine. You're healthy. You're doing great. But let's just say hypothetically, I had a family member that needed to go into a facility. Maybe I've noticed a need of taking care of themselves. They still want to be somewhat independent, but
right.
they need some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these activities of daily living
yes.
that we all may need help with at some point, getting in and out of the bathroom, eating and getting dressed and
mm-hmm.
or just medication management.
Yes.
All these things. So I've got a need.
Mm-hmm.
I make an appointment?
Don't even have to make
just
an appointment.
Show up.
Show up.
Okay. Well, you're going to have
up.
Your executive director with us, Jan Rogers, and a family.
Just showed up.
Showed up. And so Jan said, okay, she volunteered to stay
right.
behind and,
yes.
and you came on the program.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I make an appointment because that's the kind of thing I would do.
I appreciate it.
And so I make an appointment and then I would then get a tour of the facility.
I do. As soon as the family comes in, we sit down and I talk. And I just want to know what the need is and what brings them in that at that particular time. Some folks, it's an immediate thing. They need somebody right away. Other folks are just preparing for down the line. And that's so smart just to know what's out there.
Well, here's an odd question, but can you make a reservation in advance? Or is it just
you
really...
You sure can.
You can.
You can,
so
yes.
that room is reserved or...
It's reserved
you're on like a waiting
them.
List or...
Mm-hmm. We can either do a waiting list or we can just hold it for normally about 30 to 60 days is
okay.
kind of the max that we try to do. But by all means, we sure can do that. Yeah. So
that's very cool.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
I mean, that's great to know. Cool. That's just so 80s. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
1980s. That was my year. Okay. But... Jessica Butler's here from Grace Manor. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We got a lot more to get into. Safety, cost, how do you pay for it? What are the levels of care? How does all this work? So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
That's a very good website, davidholland.com. A lot of good stuff there. And also another great website is gracemanorportorange.com. How's that?
That's good.
Smooth, huh?
I like that.
Okay. So Jessica Butler's here with us. She's the Community Relations Director. And Grace Manor in Port Orange, we're talking before the break about what they do, how it works, so I can make a reservation if I've got somebody that's going to need some care. Mm-hmm. Here's a question for people that may not be as familiar with these care settings or what's assisted living, or is there a doctor certification required? Either one?
No.
Okay. So if I say, okay, I have a family member and the family member needs to check in, family member looks like they're coming along nicely, no problems, how does that work?
If they're just coming in, there are no problems. I do have a couple of residents like that, and one of them is a really neat guy. He's actually a Pearl Harbor survivor. No dementia, no Alzheimer's, doing great. He moved in just because his son got remarried and he didn't want to intrude upon them. He doesn't really need any assistance. He really doesn't. Only thing we do for him is we give him his medications in the morning, vitamins in the evening. That's it.
Okay. So you don't have to have the doctor certification then?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. We don't.
Okay. Because I think some people say, well, what hoops do I have to jump through?
It's pretty simple. The only thing we will ask, when, especially if we're giving medications, if they're not getting any medications, they don't need that certification. But if they are, it's called an 1823 form. The doctor fills it out. They fax it back to us. It's
exactly
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So now for the memory care side, is there anything required there other than just a person needs this type of setting?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly it. We do an assessment on your loved ones. So once you come in and say, we want mom to be here, can you come to the house and do an assessment? By all means.
That's wonderful.
Takes about 10 minutes. And then they're approved to come in. We'll tell you if they need memory care, if they need the secured assisted living. And we go from there.
So anybody out there that thinks their parents are crazy, that no, just kidding. I'm sorry. Bad area of the joke. But no, I think in all seriousness, this is something where you can make sure that the loved one is getting the care they need. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was curious about the certification.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people may say, well, I'm not sure, you know, what we do here. Now, what if somebody has, and this of course does happen, you have the family member that does not want to go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is where, of course, families need to make sure they've got the proper documentation, power of attorney.
Absolutely.
Or healthcare surrogate, or they've also got the, they may be have declared the guardian of the person.
Mm-hmm.
By the court, so that they'll need these things if it's not an obvious...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If it's not something where your loved one is saying, great, let's go for it, you will need these documents.
And they're kicking and screaming,
yeah.
and who are you? Then
right.
You're going to need some paperwork.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Right. And they're relatively
easy to get. But you guide them through
to,
that,
to
right?
Get. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We can help them with that, no problem.
Because a lot of times people say, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. So the first thing they can do is just come in. They can visit with you.
Just come on in. We
can
sit down.
Them.
We can talk about benefits that they might be
entitled.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
GraceManorPortOrange.com. That's a great place for them to get some more information. So there are, so when we look at we need to pay for this, then there are different options on payment. One, they might be eligible. And this is where you get it. Now this is where we get into the certification.
Yes.
The Medicaid.
We don't accept Medicaid.
No Medicaid? Okay.
We don't accept Medicaid as of this time. We are private pay, but we do accept veterans benefits.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you, is your father a veteran? Is your mother a veteran? Or are they the spouse of a veteran?
Okay. Okay. So no Medicaid, but you do the private pay and then you have the veteran. So
right.
Then I would imagine you deal a lot with people that have long-term care insurance.
We do.
Very
we do.
Good.
And I highly recommend everybody look into long-term care insurance.
Well, the only question is at some point, and you know the statistics better than I do, something like 2/3 of Americans are 65 and older are going to have some sort of episode of care, a care setting that they're going to need.
Yes.
And so it's just smart to do it.
It is. It is, because you never know if you're going to need it, and you'd rather have it and not need it.
I like the way, that's good. That's a good way to put it. Chapter 17 in my book. I gave you a copy. You're going to read it.
Secrets
to a Secure Retirement. I got a whole chapter on long-term care. So, okay. So when it comes to pay for it, then people can either obviously write a check.
Mm-hmm.
They can, or somebody will be paying for them and you work with the family.
Absolutely.
And then the payment plans, all that can be discussed.
Yes.
And then when it comes to looking at the cost, mm-hmm. how does this work? Because it, for me, this would be one of the most, I'm a financial guy.
Sure.
One of the things I'm going to want to really understand. How do you, is it like the Blue Pay special or do you have everything a la carte? How do you pay for the price?
Luckily, we are not a la carte. And this is what I always tell my families. Be careful when you're looking at a place that is a la carte, because if your loved one is beginning to decline, that means you have to pay more money. In our building, if your loved one is declining, that means we get them therapy. It doesn't behoove us to have your loved one unable to do for themselves anymore. So you want to look at that. Our prices are all inclusive. Our prices range from $31.95 for a private bedroom shared bathroom up to $44.95. And that's a private room, private bathroom on the memory care side.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's all inclusive.
I want more details on that. Hold on
sure.
just a second.
Yeah.
Jessica Butler, Community Relations Director, Grace Manor, that's in Port Orange, gracemanorportorange.com. We're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk more about the money part of this. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back. Jessica Butler is here. She's Community Relations Director for Grace Manor, gracemanorportorange.com. And we're talking real quick before the break about pricing, and we just got into it, and I wanted to spend a little bit more time. Depending on the level of care that somebody's going to need, they could spend anywhere between $3,000
to about $4,500.
$4,500.
Yeah.
Okay. So you help them figure out how much care is needed.
Exactly.
Okay, very
exactly.
good. And there's also some differences in terms of whether you have your own private bathroom. Really, it sounds like that's the major difference.
Right. Exactly. Okay. That's the main difference. And then when you get to the memory care side, it does kind of go up just a little bit.
Okay.
A little
so
bit
really,
more.
The two big options are private bath and then whether you're on the assisted living side or the memory care side.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get it. You'll get me straight before we're done today. All right. So then, but that's something they figure out on the front end. And then, of course, you will advise the family if somebody needs to move from one side to the other.
Exactly. It's the convenience of having the two buildings. And it's nice because, like, I have a husband and wife right now. He's got no dementia, no Alzheimer's. She has full-blown Alzheimer's. She does better with him. But if she's having an off day, she can go on over to the memory care side and participate in their programming, have her meals there, still come back to the other side and sleep with her husband. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So it works out well.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So, okay. So one of the things that you shared with me before we started the program is that You do an all-inclusive arrangement.
We do.
And
mm-hmm.
we talked about the a la carte and all of that. When you start trying to break it down, when I wrote my section of the book, you get into some of these facilities, it could cost you a ridiculous amount of money
yes.
if you don't watch it.
Yes, it can really kind of go out of, it just goes crazy. You go into a facility, you take a tour, and they say, well, it's just going to be $2,900 for this room. Then you sit down.
Did you want a bed?
Exactly. But that's how it goes. Yeah. You sit down and it's like, well, will mom need assistance in the shower? That's another $200. Will she need assistance getting from her room to the dining room? That's another $300. And before you know it, it's mounting up.
For the quarter more, would you like the big drink?
Exactly.
And how about that tub of popcorn?
In New York, you can't get it.
No, you can't. All right. Well, then, okay. So the cost, that to me, though, that helps me kind of frame up what we're looking
yeah.
at. And
mm-hmm.
and I talk to people all the time about long-term care insurance. They need home health care, assisted living, and of course, and they need the skilled facility. You're not a skilled facility.
No, we're
okay.
not.
But you
no.
do handle the memory care, which is really good.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of people that maybe might need to go to a skilled facility really can be served by a memory care.
Absolutely. Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
So, and then when you see that need, what happens then at that point? Somebody needs to really go to skilled. What do you guys do?
We work with the family. We will issue a 45-day notice.
Okay.
I always tell my families, please don't look at it as a bad thing, because what it means is that we recognize that your loved one needs more care. And if staying in our facility means we can't have a Hoyer lift to lift mom, and if mom falls on the floor and breaks something, You know, it'll be much worse.
Well, you know what? That's admirable, because a lot of folks would not want to really let go of that patient person who's receiving their services that they're paying for. So you're willing to say, look, you're beyond our level of care.
Absolutely.
And then you can work with them and looking at the other facilities.
We'll go tour with them. We'll set up appointments for them, and we'll make the move as smooth as possible. We even work with movers who will move everything, and we foot the bill.
Wow.
Coming in and going out.
You guys are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Are you for
real? We try to.
Very nice. So, but there is capacity. You have people can look at it now. And
yes.
You know, because I know that sometimes there's a waiting list for places. And
yes, a lot of places will put you on a waiting list. Right now, we have availability in both buildings.
Wonderful.
So come on in.
GraceManorPortOrange.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next big issue we've got to get to, and we'll touch on this and we'll take a break in just a minute. Mm-hmm. The big one that, of course, I also want to know about, safety.
Yes.
You mentioned that the assisted care is secured.
That's right.
I would imagine the memory care is. So really, absolutely, the entire facility is secured.
The entire building. You have to have a PIN code to get into any door on property.
Wow. And mm-hmm. and then there's a courtyard or garden between the two buildings, and that's also secure.
That's right. It's more like a kind of a U-shape is our secured garden. We do have security cameras inside and outside in the garden. We can pull that up on our computers, and we can watch what's going on outside, make sure nobody's taking a fall in the garden or whatnot. And then in addition to the secure doors, we also are the only community in Port Orange that has motion sensors in the bedrooms. So those turn on from 8 p.m., go off at 6 a.m. So that way, if mom takes a fall in the middle of the night out of bed, our girls have already heard it on their pager. They
okay.
know something's going on in room 202, and they can get on in there.
Wow, that's great.
See what's going on.
Now, and at the top of the program, I want to go back to this real quick. This is a new facility.
It is.
A year and a half old?
Year and a half.
Okay.
April 4th of last year, we took in our first resident, and she is still with us.
Very good. So new and...
New
you've
and...
got space.
Yes, we do.
Very
yes,
good.
Yes, we do.
All right. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about safety right after this break. Jessica mm-hmm. Butler is with us, Community Relations Director for Grace Manor, GraceManorPortOrange.com. Stay right there. Don't go away.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Very good. We're back. Jessica and I continue to talk on the break about Grace Manor and the different things they offer. She's their community relations director, GraceManorPortOrange.com. And we're talking about safety. That's a big thing, because people, and not just the physical getting around and the security of keeping them on property,
right,
but also talk a little bit about employees. How many employees do you have?
Employees, we have about 20, 21 between management and our CNAs.
All right. And is this the ownership? This is another common question I think people may not necessarily think about. Not-for-profit, privately held?
Private. It's a private company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Based out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's called Thrive Senior Living. We are one of the six communities that they have right now between Texas, Georgia, and Florida. And they are actually working on building five more right now.
Holy moly. Okay.
Yeah.
And are any more locally or other parts of Florida?
The closest one is in Tampa.
So here's a question that I'm sure you'll love to have to face this. What happens when you're full?
When we are full, we do begin our waiting list.
Okay.
And, you know, we try not to keep folks in there for too long, but, you know, we have to see what comes available.
Okay.
We are very friendly with a lot of other communities in the area, and we don't have a problem recommending and referring to other communities, and they refer back to us.
That's very good. Well, if you're not a good fit and you can see
absolutely.
Then why not recommend somebody else?
Exactly.
Now, again, tying into the safety and employees, screening, background check.
Background, drug testing, you name it, we do it. we're very big on not just the resident safety, but our CNA's safety. For one, we only hire CNAs. You cannot just be a resident aide, take a 4-hour med pass training, and, you know, work in our building. You have to be a CNA. Every month at our monthly staff meeting, we have some safety aspect that we hit. And a lot of times we do hit proper lifting for our CNAs. So our goal is to keep everybody safe in the building. Families that are visiting, you know, everybody.
That's very good. Yeah, because I think people, you know, naturally they hear the commercials and they see the billboards or, you know, where there are attorneys that pursue nursing homes for, I'm sure there is real abuse that has to be addressed.
Yes.
But that puts that in the back of people's mind, like, okay, is mom safe?
Exactly.
And so it's good for them to know that you're doing background checks and you're making sure that, that you have people that can be trusted.
Absolutely.
With your loved ones.
Absolutely. We, I mean, not only that, we have 24/7 visitation. So we've got,
we can show up anytime we want.
Oh, absolutely. And we encourage them to keep our girls on their toes. So, so sure, we like it.
That. That's good.
We like it. You know, every occasionally we'll have sons and grandkids that like to sleep over. They're more than welcome to.
That's really cool.
More than welcome.
What else would people be either surprised or very interested to know about the facility?
Our company has taken a huge investment and put that into technology. One of the pieces we offer, we're the only in the state of Florida to offer, it's called Simple C Companion. And it's a monitor that can go in your loved one's room. It's touch screen and it runs on a timer. And so let's say your loved one has a difficult time, doesn't want to get in the shower, which is typical for folks, you know, who are going into Alzheimer's. You can record your voice and put your picture on the screen saying, "Mom, time for your shower."
Oh, that's cute.
"I asked these girls to help us out and I'll be in later to see you." You know, so it gives them that familiar face, that familiar voice, because we'll never be somebody that they'll remember, you know. So it helps us out a lot. We also have a virtual bulletin board that has the menu for the day, the activities for the day, and
well,
that runs
right.
on in their rooms.
And that's the thing I was going to ask you about. You've got a lot of activities, I'm sure.
Yes.
And then you've also got, there's meals and all of this stuff
as
part of the deal.
Yeah.
But do you have a big cafeteria?
I've got two dining rooms, one in the memory, one in the assisted living, and it is all day dining. So if you want a peanut butter and jelly at midnight, you can get it. So that's good.
Just not 5 or 6, right? Okay.
No.
All right. That's very interesting. Well, it sounds great. And we'll give the information one more time. Jessica Butler, Community Relations Director for Grace Manor. The website, a lot of information. We actually went on there and there's a lot of good information on your website, gracemanorportorange.com.
That's it.
All right, Jessica. Well, thank you very much for
being
on the program. We loved having you. And I'm going to come over and take a tour myself. And this is something that we need to talk about with our clients. So thanks
sounds
for joining
good.
Us.
Thank you.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.